where he represented himself. Now the ACLU has filed a motion with the state Supreme Court seeking DNA testing. They say there is DNA found at the scene that doesn't match Carruthers and to date hasn't been identified. The ACLU is advocating for law enforcement to see if DNA belongs to another man who was suspected before Carruthers' conviction. A Tennessee man with ties to white supremacist groups entered a guilty plea this week to a federal arson charge. Reagan Prater confessed he'd used a napalm incendiary device and a common sparkler to set fire to the Highland Center. That's a school for grassroots organizers with historic ties to the civil rights movement. He faces 20 years in prison. His sentencing hearing is in September. Rosa Parks attended a workshop at the Highland Center, then called the Highlander Folk School, weeks before she refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger. Other prominent civil rights figures connected to the center include John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. Decades of historical documents, speeches, and other artifacts from the civil rights period were destroyed in the fire. Investigators say Prater took credit for the arson while chatting on encrypted messaging apps that are often used by white supremacists. The Tullahoma man separately confessed he'd tried to provide the militant group Hezbollah with personal information about roughly 35,000 people purportedly affiliated with the Israeli government. He'd sent the massive document with a message, "Start the hunt." You'll find more news at WPLN.org.